It may feel like a chore at once, but once you taste the rarefied air, you wonder how will you avoid being there, being here right now, being here right now. Let me lift you high. You might not reach the sky, but I can help you fly. Can help you fly. Can help you fly. Fly, fly, fly.
All right. The rest of it is going to be a cappella. And here is a song that is off of a split that I did with a Philly rapper that is named Savan DePaul. And they are a wonderful rapper and producer. The split is I do lo-fi bedroom pop using these very keyboards, and they do hip-hop that is in a vortex. This is in a realm that I don't think anybody has really heard hip-hop before. So I really recommend you check that split out and also check out their work. Savan, S-A-V-A-N, D-E-P-A-U-L, DePaul. Or also check out their work as Ishtar Senior. And this one's called Patiently Awaiting. And thank you so much for letting me sing for you. And I hope that I, you know, was as easy on the ears as I was on the soul. Sorry.
I wish I had the luxury to not believe in gravity, but so has become our fate while we patiently await our apocalypse within the metropolis. In our minds, here we stand barely bold on soil that's been bought and sold with Balthus by our side, an arrogance that we call pride our undoing, our apocalypse within the metropolis. In our lives, our apocalypse within the metropolis. In our minds, in our lives, within our minds. Oh, oh, oh. Oh.
Thank you so much. My name's Blue Sky, one word, no cap. And I really hope that you enjoy what I've brought for you today.
My name is Blue Sky. Thank you very much for your performance tonight on The Town with Mikey D, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. We may very well be having a little chat with them soon. For now, though, let's get back into some music. Here's The Beautiful Unseen by Helix.
My days
The Beautiful Unseen by Helix in that last block. You are listening, of course, to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. And joining us in the studio right now, we have My Name is Blue Sky, late of their special performance from Studio D. Say hello.
Hey, folk. How are you guys doing?
Excellent performance back there. I really appreciated like the little bits of beat poetry in between, too. Gave it like a bit more of like not just a musical performance, but made it just somewhat more intimate a little bit, and with like sort of shades of like Leonard Cohen and TV on the Radio, that sort of thing.
That's encouraging. That is very encouraging. I love TV on the Radio.
Oh yeah, like. I was watching that movie Wendell and Wild like over the Thanksgiving break, and I heard they used Wolf Like Me, and like that just rekindled, like, because I was very into TV on the Radio back in like mid-aughts or so.
I really wish that I could watch Wendell and Wild, but after I kind of don't want to open old wounds. That whole protest with Netflix after the whole Dave Chappelle thing.
Yeah.
So the idea
that's made it very difficult.
So
to like,
after that, I've like
feel real, good about Netflix. I get that.
Yeah, I kind of stayed committed to it because I'm like, after that, you know, people who worked there who were trans were kind of just fired, thrown out. I'm like, they really don't have a whole lot of respect. So
right, as a trans individual myself, that just makes it extra like
so. It's
weird.
It's very so. Upon showing solidarity, it made it like incredibly hard for me to check out the movie because I know it's pretty good. I know it's something that I'm going to enjoy.
Oh yeah, I can tell you, it's a very good movie. Incredibly good soundtrack to boot. Like not just TV on the Radio, but they had like a whole bunch of. Like that old punk band Death, Living Color, The Specials make an appearance. Some really, really clever stuff.
They used to have movie soundtracks back in the day. I really think you should bring it back.
I agree. Like, just as a physical format. Just as a CD or...
Or just streaming. We're not off of... physical copies yet. We still buy physical copies for listening.
That's true. Speaking as someone who did used to work in an industry, you know, that sold a lot of vinyl and that sort of stuff. Yeah, there's still a big market for that sort of stuff.
So if industries do not want to spend a whole lot of money on physical copies, you know, there's a whole lot of streaming. Like it could be that easy. If you have a whole lot of music that is in movies, you can still do soundtracks, but you can just put them on streaming, and after that you don't have to like waste a whole lot of money on physicals if they don't happen to be, you know, moving units.
Oh, absolutely. And I have a lot of like, I'm sure you do too, but I have a lot of nostalgic memories of very specific movie soundtracks that just never really got replicated like in another format.
Buying CDs, what started it is soundtracks. I'm the kind of person that loves compilations of artists. I did that way before I was confident enough to actually buy somebody's album.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it was like, you know, Batman and Robin, Space Jam, Queen of the Damned. Like, I was eclectic. And, you know, I had to inch my way into actually... you know, buying actual albums. You know, keep in mind my taste, I was in middle school, but, you know, middle school tastes. We grew up. And then I moved on to the Limp Bizkit remix album. I didn't buy like an actual album. I just went for the remixes because I was kind of too...
I don't remember that album.
Because I was a little too chicken to actually just dive in and buy an official album until I bought Sum 41's Does This Look Infected?
Nothing wrong with going at your own pace, but that's certainly an interesting jumping off point to like studio albums, yeah.
So it was a process for me to really get into albums, but once I did, you know, I couldn't stop. I was in high school, wanted to write about music, so any music that I couldn't find on AOL Spinner. Do you guys remember AOL Spinner?
I do. I haven't even thought of Spinner in like the longest time, but yeah, I remember Spinner. It was like AOL's just sort of version of like having their own Rolling Stone or something like that.
Yeah, so basically it's one of those things where you can hear albums for free. You can actually hear the album like a week before it even hits stores. But sometimes, and I guess it's mostly independent albums, but some albums don't even make it to Spinner, and sometimes you really want to hear that album. One of those albums was Deerhoof's Friend Opportunity. I really wanted to hear that album, but the only way I could hear it was to buy the album.
I mean, that's as good a reason as any.
It's a good album.
I certainly can't fault you for wanting to get Deerhoof. I like Deerhoof.
It's a good album, so, you know, I didn't regret it. There are, like, a few albums where I feel like maybe I should not have, you know, spent my money on this. But that's, you know, that's why I'm actually pro-streaming. You can actually, because I'm still of the idea of hearing the album before you decide to buy it. And that's where, I guess, some people back in the Napster era, you know, I'm an old kid. You know, I remember when mostly very famous artists got their, you know, panties in a bunch about Napster.
Right.
But most people...
Lars Ulrich and friends.
Yeah, but the idea was that no one wanted to spend their money on a bum album. Like, the CD holds 80 minutes of stuff. And now that we know, anyone who has looked up vinyl knows that some, like, 7 inches, you get, like, what? How many minutes per side?
Most 7-inch records usually have at maximum about 4.5 minutes per side.
And 12 inches is more like, you know, 20 inches, like 20 minutes per side?
Yeah, pretty much.
So if you have a CD where it's like 80 whole minutes, you will find someone that is self-indulgent enough to say, we have 80 minutes worth of material, we're going to throw it all in.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a lot of artists did that just
like we're going to go ahead
egregiously during the aughts, especially.
And that is what people are like, you know, this is an absolutely like bum. This is a completely bum album. Now, I'm not going to spend money knowing good and well that you gave us 80 minutes worth of material and maybe only like, say, 15 are really bops.
Right.
So, yeah, they're going to go to Napster. They're going to want to hear the material. And after that, they can decide whether or not it's worth to spend the money. But again, we do have streaming. Some people don't have money. So you'll have an option to buy the album or stream the album. So you don't have to worry about, you know, Spinner. I don't think we don't have Spinner anymore.
No, I don't think Spinner's around anymore.
Does anybody even use AOL anymore?
I have no idea. I'm not even sure if like... I just have no idea. I'm sorry, I'm getting away from the studio. Our producer Joel does indeed use AOL. I'm very sorry, Joel.
Sorry. But yeah, we won't have to worry about that anymore. You can, you know, stream the album if you do not have money. Although
yeah,
you probably still might have to pay for streaming.
Right.
And if you want to buy an album, you know, you're well within your rights.
Yeah. That's one good thing that streaming has done, like just sort of expanded that level of accessibility, you know, to wider audiences. And like touching back on what you were mentioning about like just filling an album up with material when only maybe a quarter of it is really, you know, all that good.
Yeah.
Like, both you and I have just been sort of engaging in this little exercise, just like a little for funsies thing, to like listen to an album every day. And like earlier today, I was listening to like on my drive to work, By the Way by Red Hot Chili Peppers, mm-hmm. an album that I remember really liking from like, I want to say 2002. That was it. I remember really, really being into it when I was a lot younger. And this is like, I mean, Red Hot Chili Peppers is a bad example because they've always been one of those acts that just...
You either love them or you can't stand them.
Well, more than that, like, they just have a really bad habit of just stuffing everything into, like, individual albums. And, like, By the Way, no different. Like, 17-song album, clocks in close to, like, 75 minutes or so. I got bored listening to it so quickly. Just like this kind of ran out of steam around the 25-minute mark.
That's why you gotta be compact. That's back in the day, I think, because vinyl only ever lets you have, like, you know, 20 minutes per side, and thus 40 minutes. Back in the day, you know, back before my time, you know, albums used to be like 40 minutes or less. Sometimes an album would just, you know, be like 30 minutes or less. So yeah. So you have to be able to, so you couldn't just take anything and just throw it onto, you know, vinyl.
We
were most definitely given a choice, and so many people really like really ran for it. Like, you really ran with the choice to stuff it with like as many minutes as you were given. Now we are in streaming, and you can like go a little, you can copy the bass god and put like more than 100 songs on a whole album.
Wow.
Now.
Jeez.
Once you're given the choice to really go nuts, people will take it.
See, like, that's an interesting comparison, because I feel like at the exact same time when like streaming's
bass
come
god.
Back in.
I'm sorry.
Like, at the exact same time that, like, streaming's come back in and, you know, you've got that sort of thing with, like, hundreds and hundreds of songs, we've sort of also gotten, like, a resurgence of the EP in a lot of ways.
Well, right now we're at a moment where we're kind of blurring the lines. I just read exactly what constitutes as an EP. For those who want to know the difference between an album and an EP, at least, you know, by the standards, it's supposed to be songs that are, like, 9 songs or less, or 30 minutes or less. So it's supposed to be like a short thing.
Right. Like, the term EP is definitely... Sorry, I keep interrupting.
Don't worry. The
term EP is an antiquated term from, like... You know, from like, when people did refer to it, like, you know, as long player, and, like, the 7-inch singles were pretty much just sort of the standard, much more so than, like, a 12-inch long play or something like that.
It all kind of went... left when we refer to some of those songs as kind of like a mini album, because sometimes some people don't really need like more than 10 songs to make an album. Some people are like, you know, this 5 will do just fine. Unfortunately, streaming services, they said if you have 5 songs, it's an EP.
Hmm.
I mean, they did that to Mars Volta. I think Epic, I forgot. Why do I not remember the label? They said with Mars Volta, originally the song is supposed to be 5 songs.
Hmm.
You know, the 5 songs that just happened to be on the disc. That's another one that just happened to really fill the 80 minute mark the best it can.
Oh, yeah.
But if they were to put it on streaming, which means that Cassandra Gemini is like the full, like 30-ish minute experience, they're counting that as an EP.
Right. I mean, unless they, I feel like, I don't know if streaming services have done this or not, but I feel like on certain pressings, certain CD pressings of that album, Francis the Mute, they actually split the whole Cassandra Gemini suite into individual parts. So it ended up being more like a 12-song album than, than the 5 songs.
They had to, and I guess it's because of the cost. You know, with EPs, no one's really going to charge $10 on like an EP that's supposed to be like 5 songs.
Mm.
So if you want that cost, if you want that like full length cost, you have to have like a full length album. You have to have like get that full length. You know, otherwise, you know, we're probably going to be like spending $7.99 maybe.
Right.
$7.99 for an EP.
Yeah, that's a pretty standard, like, I would say, like, streaming service price, I would say.
Music and economics, what can I say?
Yeah. Incredibly stirring, scintillating conversation with My Name is Blue Sky right here on the Town with Mikey D. Thank you very much once again for your performance and for popping in for a little chat.
Anytime.
Yep. Before we get back to some music, do you want to plug anything? Like, you got any recordings coming up, or do you want to just plug?
I do have an
all your
album.
Websites?
I do. I believe I plugged all of my social media, but I do have an album that I am releasing that I'm finished with, at least. I don't know when it's going to be released, but the album is named. Currently named Look at You, Look at Yourself. So it will indeed be, this is one of those examples. It is 7 songs and it'll be 30 minutes long. So I don't know whether they'll count it as an album or an EP, but it will most definitely have like some long songs. And because I'm done with that, I will be working on, more albums.
All right.
If you're an artist, once you're done with an album, you're already working on something else. So it will be released on Fish Prince and Tear Garden Records. And check out both of those labels. Fish Prince, run by Petri Dish, and Tear Garden Records, which is a label for those for musicians who just happen to be neurodivergent, such as myself. As of right now, I believe 100% of the artists who are currently signed have autism. So, you know, check out what we have. Like, we're space cadets, so there is a lot of original stuff to choose from. And also, don't be afraid to talk to the label if you want to be one of those who just happens to hop on the label.
More accessibility right there. Excellent. My name is Blue Sky. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to bring it right back to some music. Here's Conscious Wonder by Jack.
Are you conscious? I wonder.
to me. Throw a beat to me.
Conscious Wonder by Jack in that last block, following that Velvet Divan by Daniel Ouellette, into Give Me a Reason by Boy Harsher. Got their start in Northampton, have since moved on to much, much bigger things like remixing Danny Elfman of all things. Wow. And just now we heard Purple Planet by Project P. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, Tufts College Radio. I'm your socially distant, except not really so much anymore, hostess Lils. And we got some more fantastic, sterling local tunes for you. I teased this near the beginning, and I'll get into it now. Got a brand new track from Sawtooth dropping near the beginning of February with special guest vocals from industrial musician Safira V. Here's Walk Into the Ocean.
If I had arms, I could kill myself. If I had legs, I could run away. If I had a voice, I could talk and be some kind of company for myself. I could yell for help. Help me.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
play. You got it wrong. No need to keep it this way.
Saw you, I adored you. Let you ride beside me, open up the car door for you. You gave me a number with the hopes that I would call you. And I know I took a couple days, I'm sorry, babe, but everything I did, I did, I did, I did it for us. Preaching to the choir, cause I know you know the chorus. We both had our baggage, couldn't fit inside a storage. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from love. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from trust. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from us. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from all of the above. Run away from me and you, cause you'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from trust. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from us. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from all of the above. Run away from me and you, cause all the times I made you cry, made you say goodbye. All the times you made the drive, didn't let you stay the night. Patiently you waited, all the fights that I created. Love is no vacation, no more room, my heart's not vacant. Drinking alcohol all day and night, under the pale moonlight. I saw all the way you hide, and I almost gave you mine. Never wore a cape, although you thought that I would save you. Trapped you in a cage, I put a stallion in a stable. Yeah, I played you like a dreidel, didn't make you out of clay. If you knew how this would end, I know you wouldn't wanna stay. You were loyal till the end, although you could've gone astray. So please don't waste your words, we both know what you're gonna say. Cause you would sit me down, or I would call you up. And you would play your cards, and I would call your bluff. So you would raise the stakes, you say it's all or nothing. Too many players on this table, can we table this discussion, babe? Cause you run away, or I run away from love. You run away, or I run away from trust. You run away, or I run away from all of the above. I knew from the moment that I saw you, I adored you. Let you ride beside me, open up the car door for you. You gave me your number with the hopes that I would call you. And I know I took a couple days, I'm sorry, babe, but everything I did, I did, I did, I did it for us. Preaching to the choir, cause I know you know the chorus. We both had our baggage, couldn't fit inside of storage. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from love. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from trust. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from us. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from all of the above. Run away from me and you, cause you'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from trust. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from us. You'd run away, I'd run away, we'd run away from all of the above. Run away from me and you, cause
one final block of music to bring us to a close. Starting us off, we had Walk Into the Ocean by Sawtooth featuring Safira V. Brand new track, gonna be dropping February 3rd. Straight, ready for Bandcamp Friday. Hint, hint. After that, we got Night Scenes by X Hyena, Pity Party by Maya Lucia following that, and just now we heard Runaways by solo artist. It's a fantastic Lowell-based hip-hop to close out the evening's proceedings. This has been On the Town with Mikey D, and I have been your hostess, Lils. Please join us next week for more local goodness. For now, though, I will see you next time. Bye.
Cody says he didn't start the fire. His parents know he probably did. He's always playing with the light.